This is Chris Grabowski. Marla and I are going to put up our Christmas decorations. And actually, I'm going to go down into the basement right now. And I am going to get our Christmas stuff up. Passing the dehumidifier, passing the washing machine. And we have in our house, our house was built in the 1950s, early 50s. And right now I am standing in a bomb shelter. This is where we keep our Christmas stuff. And it's kind of interesting. Getting the tree. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
How many boxes of Christmas stuff do we have?
This tree, which is kind of in its own little box. Well, not little box, but box.
That's only got the tree, right?
I know.
Do you remember
and
how we put it together?
Yeah. Here is Santa Claus.
Is this the one where you get the batteries for?
No.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember.
See what actually there is left. Oh, there's the one box.
Input in microphone.
A train that we're not sure we're going to put up this year because of the dog. Kind of see how the dog can handle the Christmas tree. He has this fascination with pine trees. The podcast listeners. There's the train box. Should I get the train box?
The train?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. How do you think the train's going to be this year?
I don't know.
Dog's gonna take the train into his crate?
Probably.
I don't know, I mean, if he...
We can always decide later.
Well, which train do we have?
The electric.
The Christmas one? I don't remember which train we used last year.
It's an electric. It's an old-fashioned steam engine.
I like the train.
So do I.
That's the little one, right? That sits around a few purposes. So we
don't have to... Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we won't put the train up.
Let's see. try to find the stand. There's a stand for the tree, and there's the tree. It's at least half of it. Maybe this isn't a good idea.
What is it?
I got the microphone wire stuck in the tree now.
Oh, I knew that was gonna happen.
There we go.
You might want to turn it off until you get the tree to assemble. Are we gonna, what?
That's half the fun of doing it.
What, getting the microphone wires caught around the tree?
Yes.
I'm just leaving them there. I'm like, put them with the lights. The microphone can hang over the tree.
Yeah, right. Well, our tree is a pre-strung tree, so it's got the lights already on it.
Man, I wonder how many of those lights are gonna work this year.
Yeah, this tree is starting to fall apart.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, what happened?
Just the bottom of it's starting to unravel.
Was it gonna make it through this year?
It's gonna have to.
Well, we can go out and do the tree. Today is Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah. That's true. I'm not going anywhere. It's Friday Thanksgiving.
You can order a tree.
You probably can.
Oh, I know you can.
I'm screwing up, unscrewing the...
I mean, you need to get a new tree.
Yeah.
You need to go out and get some. Now let me know if that tree's gonna make it.
Oh, it's gonna have to make it. I'm unscrewing the things in the base, the screws in the base that actually hold the tree in.
That?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
What'd you drop?
I didn't drop anything. So I don't know what it was.
Something else is like you'll be looking for something later and you'll say where?
I'll say, oh, it must have been that noise in the podcast.
Something fell.
I don't know what it is.
One of your remotes or was it your strip?
Probably the strip got knocked over.
Oh, that's good. And then when you need the strip, you'll say, why isn't it working? And you'll complain that you need a new laptop. Because you'll plug your laptop in and it won't work.
I don't have a laptop.
Because you broke your laptop.
I didn't break my laptop. Mm-hmm. It was defective.
Oh.
Now I'm folding the branches down. We got the dog outside because of his fascination with pine trees.
Fascination with pine trees.
So this is going to be
interesting. You destroyed a pine tree.
Oh yeah, in the summertime.
Yeah, it was last winter when we got him. He was still a baby. And he pulled apart a pine tree. So I don't know if he's going to try and do the same thing with the Christmas tree.
Probably.
It's hungry.
Well, when I was moving the couch over, he wanted a piece of the
couch. What was he doing?
Well, he was watching me because
dogs are not. They don't like when things change in their lives.
No, they don't, do they?
And you know what?
Hey, microphone got pulled out.
Was it back in?
Yeah.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go put this up. There's not much to hear about that. Put the wreath up on the door.
Now we'll fold the branches down on the top of the tree.
I thought we had one for the front door, did we not?
I think that was the old front door.
Oh, was it this one?
Maybe.
I don't remember how I did it. There, it's up now, but no. The first time, and I can't remember what I did to hang that up, so. I gotta see if we have a place for the dining room. Christmas time. You can picture these sitting up here. I guess we never put it up last year.
Nope.
We never put the picture back.
Nope. Well, put your stocking up.
Where are the stockings?
On my hand. There's one for you, and one for me.
Actually, this is yours.
Oh,
if you read your name on it.
Oh.
This is yours.
Uh-huh.
What are you gonna fill it with this year?
Whatever you buy me.
Well, the kind of stuff you want isn't gonna fit.
Oh.
Computers don't fit.
I could always use a book port.
You have a book port.
Oh. Here's the Christmas clock.
Where are you gonna hang the Christmas clock? You're gonna have to hang it. I can't reach up there.
I know.
Well, it sounds like the Christmas clock doesn't need batteries. I just hope the time is right.
Oh, we'll find out. Here. There it is. That's the bird clock. That's going down.
I'm not sure that's set.
Oh well. I did it, I think. Here, find a place for the bird clock.
Well, you were gonna put that in your room. That's where I put it left. The bird clock is set. You know what? Why don't you see if we can hang it up someplace? Because it is set, right?
Oh well. It'll be set when we. It'll be alright. That's why we have an atomic clock on the entertainment center.
Yeah, I don't know. I like things that people can see the time.
They can see an atomic clock.
Is it facing out?
Uh-huh.
You don't think about that because everything's hard.
Here's your Christmas candle.
Is there any batteries?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, I think it does. Wait a minute. No, not this one. This is the one.
We got a bank, a Christmas Grinch bank. Grinch is coming up the chimney. We'll put that up here on the entertainment center. Here's the box of bulbs.
Probably have to get some bulbs this year too. I can't remember how this Christmas candle goes.
I guess that's the bulbs.
Probably describe some of the stuff. But you can take that box.
I just did. Here's the box of bulbs. Get to hanging.
Well, there's more than this. I always thought we had more stuff than this.
We don't have much.
Somewhere.
No, we don't. There's a bulb that looks like it's made out of styrofoam or something.
Those are the ones your mother gave me a couple years ago.
Oh. Here's a heart.
There's a bell. And I don't know what this is.
Let's see. That is a mailbox, I think.
Is that the one that makes noise?
No.
Well, there was one. There's a couple. This is the one my friend from work gave me. It helps if you remember where you got some of these things from. Mm-hmm. Every Christmas you seem to get
a little ornament or two to hang somewhere.
I'm wondering where you got it.
Wow.
And who gave it to you? Here's the potpourri one.
Cool.
I have to change the potpourri in this.
We won't mention who gave that one to you.
Why not? Who gave this to me?
Your brother's ex. Here is a Santa Claus that is very fragile.
That's a glass one?
Yeah.
Okay, your mother gave it that.
Figures.
Why?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't remember what this is, but...
Let's see.
This is the one.
Oh, you know, this is the one that I got from Speak to Me quite a few years ago. It's like a Ronald McDonald thing.
Looks like somebody made
it. But I don't think there's even any batteries in it. If there are, they're dead.
Well, if there are, I don't know what kind of batteries that even is.
It takes those little round ones.
We need some new hooks for these bulbs. Do we have another box with it?
No.
A little bag of them?
Nope.
I thought we did. What's in that box here?
More stuff we haven't gotten to yet.
Maybe we should get to it and see if they're in there. I know there's some. We gotta get some candy canes for the Christmas tree. We don't have any. Oh, the hooks are in here.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I knew you had them.
Ouch.
Somewhere.
Here we go. I don't know if we're gonna need them though, because... Let's see how many things we can get on here.
Well, we can always podcast ripping the tree down. That's about a 15-minute thing.
Yeah, that... Today is Friday, November
25th, 2005.
I'm usually very happy. I like to keep the Christmas tree up for New Year's Eve, but it never makes it. Wow, I didn't know he had batteries in him.
Guess we forgot to take him out. He's a stuffed Frosty.
Wow.
see where his little counterpart
now,
is.
Didn't we have some Christmas stuff in the front hall?
Probably.
That was going to go. There's Santa Claus. He has batteries.
Yeah, he does.
Because I'm not sure that this table's far enough down.
Oh,
it's always wearing things off the back.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh well.
I don't remember how far we had everything last year.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know if it, you know, maybe we won't do the train this year because I think that the dog will probably just like walk over the train tracks and they'll keep coming apart.
Your dad liked the train.
Well, my dad can take the train home and put it.
Why not? They never do.
Oh, here's the one that my supervisor bought me 2 years ago.
Hmm.
It's a Santa Claus and it's glass.
Let's see, I've got this tree. And it's a dancing, singing tree that's motion activated, and I don't know if I have the right size batteries for it.
I don't think we have batteries for that. I don't think that that works because actually it doesn't work.
It needs new batteries.
Where are we going to put that tree? Remember where we put it?
No.
Where?
Yeah, it needs seeds that we don't have. Everything but. These are C's, no, these are D's too. Oh well, no D's, no C's. We'll just put it up on the thing then in the chair.
On what thing?
Put it right here in a little chair in the corner.
Why don't you put it up on top of the cabinet?
Because it, you'd knock it over. You put it on the chair.
No, you wouldn't.
It would fall.
You can't reach up there.
I know, but it would fall and then you'd make a big loud crash. And then you'd run downstairs in the middle of the night and ask if the dog was okay.
What do you mean, ask
the dog?
Well, it's too bad we can't let people hear the
tree.
Tree.
Yeah.
That little tree makes sense.
Well, I got your little candle.
Which candle is that?
The musical candle.
I don't know.
It's even, I found some. They were in the box.
I did remember to take them out.
Let's see if we need a screwdriver for this. I don't think we do.
Can you hold this down? Oh, I guess not. No, this is fine. We don't need this.
Yeah. What if these batteries are dead? Because this clock's not, or this candle thing.
I'm just putting the stuff on the tree.
And I'm doing all the other stuff. Finding batteries and stuff. And I hear the dog barking outside. Let's see, let's get rid of these batteries.
Lights?
Hi,
tree lights.
No.
Why
No.
You got a timer?
I know.
What do you have there?
Looking for my battery that I dropped on the floor that I found. Got some Christmas songs playing in the background too.
See what the dog's gonna do.
You probably don't want
to
know.
We have to do a podcast of us throwing the tree away when he rips it apart.
Yeah, really?
I'm a little worried about his
little habits.
Thing with pine trees. Mm-hmm. But maybe this doesn't smell like a pine tree. Smells like a basement.
I don't know.
What's wrong?
Candle doesn't want to work anymore.
The candle's got to be near a light to work.
I know. I'm near the window.
You need... Come here.
Oh, yeah. We can turn one of these on.
You need to have the candle near a light or it won't.
Well, I had it near the window.
That's not the way it works. It's not like a light probe.
Oh.
Timer, manuals, timer, on.
The candle can either be lit or near a light.
Nope.
Wonder why it's not working.
I don't know.
And that candle.
It's a nice candle.
Plays
too.
Christmas songs when it works. Let's see if I can get it to work.
Yeah.
I got it to work last. Is that light lit?
Yeah.
I should just probably light the candle and see if it lights.
There's a switch.
Well, I know, but if we light the candle.
There we go. What'd you do?
It was left on.
No. Oh. There you go.
See this light.
Yeah.
Not seeing the light, but it plays Christmas music when it's either lit or put near a light.
Huh. Cool.
What?
That I did not know.
Yeah, it's gotta be near a light or it's gotta be lit. So it cuts out.
I think that this is it, and I think we're gonna bring this podcast to a close so that I can...
Well, why don't you put a few more things on the tree so that you can what? And let's hear...
So that I don't destroy these binaural microphones.
Well, that won't be a big deal.
Yeah, but taking these boxes down
well. Well, I know, but putting some decorations on the tree so they can hear that. I have to find a place for the stuffed Santa Claus to get. I don't know where he's going to go. Why are there CDs all over the entertainment center? Do they need to be here?
Mm-hmm.
This house looks like... Want to knock over the baby picture?
Nope.
Candle up here.
Some more bulbs are going on the tree.
Yeah, make sure there's more on the tree and make sure that there's no stuff on it. where did we put Santa Claus last year?
Which Santa Claus?
This stuffed animal.
I thought it was in your computer room.
I'd like people to see it. Nobody's allowed in there. Who wants to go in my computer room?
Me.
I was gonna say we can put him under the tree, that isn't
gonna
work. The dog would take him.
You want Santa Claus in the dog's crate?
Huh.
Oh, here is a ornament that has a bugle.
Atomic clock.
That's neat.
He's gonna fall down, but he's next to the atomic clock, and I can't really.
Ooh, there's a stocking here. Did you put the stocking? It's a glass stocking.
Let me see.
No, it's already on the tree.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was an ornament that I got for Christmas from somebody I worked with a couple years ago.
Huh. I wonder what my Darth Vader ornament is.
The light up one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I still think we're missing a bunch of stuff. And I don't know if there's another box down there. I mean, I know that there's...
There's no boxes down there.
Well, unless Darth Vader was that one. Is there any stuff in any other box? Any of these ornaments?
No. The box is... The big box is all empty.
I don't know what this is. What's this?
Chipmunks.
Here, put this up.
Here. What is this? Looks like it was once alive. Oh, it's a guitar.
Those are gone. Those birds.
They were like birds or
they
something.
They
look like they were once alive.
Your mother had them, and they looked like they had feathers, and they just looked like they reminded me of something that was once living, so I threw them away. They may have been once living. Considering where they came from.
Be nice, it's Christmas time.
Well, your mother has a lot of stuff. I am nice. Oh!
Well, I am going...
The thing just opened up.
Ooh.
Now we're going to probably have to vacuum.
I am going to bring this podcast to a close. And hope you enjoyed it. If you need to contact me, you can contact me at chrisg@buffalo.edu.
You log subscriber.